Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Families of the victims of Rex Huerman, the admitted Gilgo Beach serial killer, spoke directly to Huerman in court today as his sentencing day has now arrived. Our Mac Rosenberg is following all the details, and he brings us the latest.
The official sentence coming down, life in prison without the possibility of parole. Rex Huerman was told to stand up by the judge. This after those victim impact statements and the DA Ray Tierney spoke. Rex Huerman saying that there are no words I can say. I am responsible. The words I would say have no meaning. Someone in the audience then asked him to speak up. The judge then asked Huerman if he was a little bit sorry for what he did to these eight women that we know of. Rex said yes. The judge then referred to him as a disposable small man and a coward. We did hear plenty of victim impact statements. Today would have been Jessica Taylor's 43rd birthday. Her cousin described her as kind and intelligent, pure sunshine. This day is one that many of these family members and friends probably never thought would come, but they have the opportunity today to address Rex Huerman. And it's been a combination of remembering the victims and anger and disgust toward Huerman. Again, getting that opportunity to speak directly to him. Megan Waterman's daughter said she never knew what it was like for her mother to take her to school or to comfort her after a bad day. She said Rex Huerman took a lifetime of memories. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in the newsroom.
The FDNY marking a solemn anniversary today. Commissioner Robert Tucker, families, and firefighters are gathering in Queens today to remember the lives lost in the Father's Day fire 25 years ago. On June 17, 2001, a basement explosion at the Long Island General Supply hardware store triggered the collapse of a two-story building, killing firefighters Harry Ford, John Downing, and Brian Fahey of Ladder 163. Ford had served with the department 27 years, Downing 11, and Fahey a 14-year veteran at the time. A wreath ceremony honoring them, as well as the five other firefighters who were injured that day, set for this hour at Astoria Boulevard and 14th Street, near the site of the tragedy. Some fans are taking a different approach to getting up close and personal with the Knicks. Word is, some are using the Odd Gig app, Air Asker, to offer up to $750 for anyone who's willing to save them a prime spot along the Canyon of Heroes route. The parade steps off at 10 tomorrow morning near Battery Park. The Pens will open at 6 a.m. Officials are warning fans to arrive early, even if it is for someone else's spot, and to use public transportation to get there. No bags, chairs, bikes, backpacks, or strollers will be allowed in the area. Now, as for our young New Yorkers who can't skip out on school for that parade, they'll still have a chance to celebrate, but with the Children's Museum of Manhattan. The museum hosting a Knicks-themed party and rally today on the Upper West Side. The museum CEO, David Shub, telling 1010 Winds that there will be no shortage of fun.
We will have an array of activities. We'll have life-size cutouts of the Knicks, so kids can have photo ops with maybe not the real thing, but the next best thing.
Amy Schumer and Jessica Seinfeld will be the grand marshals. The free celebration starts at 4 p.m. on West 83rd Street between Broadway and Amsterdam Avenue. Overnight, a fire ripped through an apartment building in Brooklyn, injuring five people. This was around 1:30 in the morning in Brownsville at the Van Dyke Houses on Dumont Avenue. The fire broke out on the first floor and was put out only 30 minutes later. Still, by sunrise, several windows were seen boarded up and charred items were scattered outside the building. Five residents were hospitalized but are expected to be okay. So far, the cause and whether any families were displaced remains unknown. We're finally learning more about that secret hearing that was held 2 weeks ago in the Luigi Mangione case. Judge Gregory Caro saying today that Mangione's lawyers plan to pursue a psychiatric defense in the state murder trial in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson if they succeed at showing that Mangione was suffering from an extreme emotional disturbance. He could be sent to a psychiatric treatment facility instead of prison. With Caro's ruling, records pertaining to the previous closed-door hearing on the matter will now be unsealed. Mangione's trial, now scheduled to begin on September 8th. The federal trial is set for October. Well, another fire overnight to tell you about, this one at an apartment in the Bronx, leaving one person critically injured. FDNY crews responded just after 2 a.m. this morning at 2341 Andrews Avenue. That's in University Heights. Besides the one person who was critically injured, a second person was also said to be hurt, and both are hospitalized at Jacoby Medical Center. There's no word yet on what caused the fire. It's still under investigation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.